Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Dr. John here, live from an undisclosed location in Pearl River, Louisiana. I hope you have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we're going to start in 1 John chapter 1. And this chapter I've titled, "That Your Joy May Be Full," or "Walking in the Light." And I think a lot of Christians don't have joy, or not, also they're not enjoying their life as a Christian. And this chapter right here, and this whole epistle will help us understand that and give us the understanding and insight to be able to walk in the light and to be full of joy, enjoy our life fully here in this sinful, wicked world that we're here to be a light. Okay, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested to us." So the first four or five words is beginning, that which was from the beginning. Then we find out that it was beyond the beginning. It was what they're explaining, or what John's explaining, is eternal life. Our existence began 6,025 years ago. That's when eternal life, or the word of life, created us. That was our beginning. That's when God created us, and the eternal life, Jesus Christ, was there at the beginning. And John's saying it was manifested to us. In verse 3 says, "That which we have seen with his eyes and heard with his ears, declare we unto you with his lips and with his writing, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." So this is who he had fellowship with, and he's inviting the believers to come in and fellowship with Jesus Christ, the word of life that was from the beginning, who is eternal life. Verse 4, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." John is telling you straight up front, do you want to really enjoy life fully? This is how you do it. This is how you can enjoy your life fully in this stinking world, this sinful world that man, us included, have put together. A man cannot control himself. He cannot stop sinning. And like, I haven't studied it out, but it seems like every 75 years or so, there's an uprising. Mankind gets stupid. It's just like Putin over there right now. He's doing some stupid things that are really horrific. But there's stupid things, not just on the television that we see. There's stupid things all over the world that we just don't know about because the drive-by media or 6 o'clock news doesn't think it's worthy for us to know about, because they got another promotion or they got another agenda behind what they're showing you on TV. Man is corrupt. He's a sinner. And what we see here is we can walk in this sinful world in the light and enjoy it, the sinful world. Okay. This is the message, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And I want to go and quote a little bit of clock here in this verse. This is the message. This is the grand principle on which all depends, which we have heard from him. For neither Moses nor the prophets ever gave that full instruction concerning God and communion with him which Jesus Christ has given, because they were in sinful flesh. And in their times, and they were impressed by what was going on in their life at that time, where they were at, what nation and all this other stuff was going on. So no one, for neither Moses nor the prophets ever gave that full instruction concerning God and communion with him which Jesus Christ has given. For the only begotten Son, who was in the bosom of the Father, has alone declared the fullness of the truth and the extent of the blessings which believers on him are to receive. Pretty good. I like that. I'm going to read that verse again. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. He's pure light, no darkness, no shades. It's the, you're not walking in the shade, you're walking in the light. Now, these other things that were in the Word of God, like the tabernacle and other experiences that the prophets gave, and what Moses did, were shades. Wasn't the light, it was the shade of the light. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Okay? Walking in the shade, walking in your religion with unconfessed sin, walking in a sinful lifestyle, you're lying and you're not doing the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ has been presented in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle in heaven for our sins. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If you think you're perfect, then you just sin. The Bible says that the thought of foolishness is sin. Jesus said, if a man lusts after a woman, his heart has committed adultery. And he talks about if you have hatred towards somebody, your brother, that's committing murder in the eyes of God. And that's who we're dealing with here. We're dealing with God. And you can't harbor those thoughts and those feelings, or those thoughts which turn into feelings, and say you're walking in the light as he's in the light. No, you're walking in darkness. But we see that in the blood of Jesus Christ, his son cleanses us from all sin. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. What does that mean? That means if God brings to you, who is perfect light, all light, some shade or some sin that you're harboring in your mind, in your heart, some unforgiveness or something, he's going to say, confess it. Agree with me that you're walking in darkness about this thing. Agree with me you're walking in hatred. Agree with me you're walking in lust. Agree with me you're greedy, whatever. Agree with me. And that's what means confession. Confession means I agree with what you say, Lord. So if you do that, if you do that, Jesus Christ is faithful. Please, believe me. If anybody's going to be faithful, if eternal life is going to be faithful, if he was there in the beginning and John held him and talked to him and everything else, lived with him, ministered with him, eternal life, who was there at the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit were there when they put everything together. In Genesis chapter 1, is explained to us. And if he tells you you're sinning, he is also going to tell you, he is faithful and he's just. He's the one that can, he is justified in saying what he's going to say and saying and doing what he says he can do. He's justified to forgive us our sins. Now, you don't think you need him to forgive you. Well, that's sin. You're walking in darkness. Well, he says that in the next verse. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So if you don't believe, if you don't agree with God that that is sin, that light is showing on your sin, then you're calling him, calling God a liar. And that's shaky ground to stand on. But in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what he's doing, he's cleaning you up. He's putting light on your sinful thoughts and sinful mind. And what he's doing, he is cleaning you up so that you can have fellowship with him and enjoy your life fully, so that your life can be full of joy and enjoy every day. So when he brings light to something, confess it. And he will deal with what is wrong. He'll do it. You don't have to, I promise I won't do it again. Hogwash. He doesn't say to do that. He says, agree with me and I that it's sin and I will forgive you. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us. That's what we need. We need cleansing from that. You know, if you go out in the mud puddle and your mama said, look, don't go do that. And you go do it, and you come, and he's, and your mama says, y'all dirty. And so you say, well, I'll try and be better about not getting in a mud puddle. And you're not clean. No, you want to get cleaned up so that you can experience the cleanliness, the life that's there without the dirt, without the sin. When I work outside or I'll go ride my bike or something and I get all sweaty, dirty and everything, I want to go take a shower. And I want to feel clean. And I feel so much better after that shower than I did before. And that's what God's saying. Let me clean you up. That's sin. That's dirty. God bless you. WSM217@gmail.com